Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast, number 107. All right, our San Diego Comic-Con show, the APM show, is sold out completely. Thank you for making that happen. I kind of can't believe it, but we're all thrilled. So we added a second show, an 11 p.m. show. Kevin Pereira's on that show, and I'm just firming up the next few guests, so we'll announce those next week, but the guests will be people that you will like. So go to Nerdist.com to get tickets for that. And we'll be doing the Nerdist Podcast live at Just for Laughs Montreal. That's Friday, July 29th. So get tickets for that. Go to hahaha.com, which is the Just for Laughs website. Also, new podcast from Nerdist Industries, The Indoor Kids, with Kumail Nanjiani, Ali Baker, first guest Steve Agee. So we'll put a link to that on Nerdist.com as well. You can also search Indoor Kids on the iTunes. I would like to thank our continuing sponsor, Carbonite. So you guys know that every computer comes with a when. Your computer will crash or get infected with a virus because it's out having unprotected sex with other computers. And then what's going to happen? What are you going to do? Disaster is inevitable. You don't want to lose your files. So before that happens, get Carbonite. All of your files are backed up automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. And then when something horrible happens, you can get them back. You get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer on your smartphone or your iPad with the free app. Unlimited backup is just $59 a year. That's less than $5 a month for peace of mind. Start your 15-day trial today at Carbonite.com with the offer code Nerdist, and you will get 2 free months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Nerdist. Thank you, Carbonite, for your continued support. And now the Nerdist Podcast number 107 with Hostful Goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Thanks, man. That's awesome.
You're welcome. I couldn't, like, there were no t-shirts.
Get on your mic, Jonah.
Wearing. Oh,
sorry. That was awesome.
I don't wear t-shirts.
I know.
So. He didn't get you a t-shirt. We just got Matt Myra just got back. We haven't seen him for a week and a half. Jonah.
Souvenirs.
Matt gave me an awesome t-shirt of the Atlantis final launch, the grand finale, STS 135, Kennedy Space Center. I will wear this t-shirt.
Yeah.
Jonah does not wear t-shirts.
Nope.
So he gave Jonah a poster.
Yeah.
It's a print. That's on thick.
It's a print.
Print paper. Shit, go ahead, man. Roll it up.
Is that a print from the Haunted House at Disney World?
The
Haunted Mansion at Disney World, yeah. That's in Liberty Square.
It's the old, the old timey kind.
Is this room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination?
I am your host.
Your ghost host.
Oh, guys, I'm more troubling that there's no doors.
Yeah, that's true.
Or windows.
You know what the worst part?
Of course, there's always his way.
And then there's always some jackass that goes like, "Dad!" or something like that, which happens every time I go now. There's like people that fucking know and say the words along with the...
I like to look up and go, "I can see that skeleton's pussy!"
Yes,
like just
yes.
In front of kids.
That would be better. I like profanity at Disneyland.
It's really good. You can't fuck in Disneyland, by the way. There are cameras everywhere.
Can.
What?
You can.
Where?
You can fuck anywhere you want.
Well, they'll throw you out, though.
Yeah, that's
And it'll
that's
get
fine.
On the internet.
Well, that's anywhere, though.
But I loved that Matt gave Jonah the poster, and Matt and Jonah's like, "Oh my god, thanks, piece of shit!" Like you couldn't help.
Well, that was an endearing one. Yeah. That's like, you know, like when businessmen see each other and they go, "Hey, you old bastard.
Hey, you old fucking fuck."
Yeah, exactly.
"I fucked your wife."
This is great. Wait, and this is irritating to travel with, so I really appreciate it. That makes this extra special. Yeah, it's really irritating. I had a bunch of posters growing up. All movie posters caked my entire fucking room. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no wall space, just all posters.
So your room had no windows and no doors.
Yeah, exactly. But then I put it in a tube, and when I was moving out here, I had it, like, on my cart with my luggage, and someone, like going the opposite way, just went right against my thing and then cracked it in half and, like, ripped most of the posters.
Oh, did you get to hit that person in the face?
They fucking took off. It was, like, I just got to, you know, L.A. to bring some stuff over.
What if you track them down now?
If I track them down now,
listen to the podcast. They're gonna be like, "Oh my god, that was that fucking guy.
That guy that I fucked up all of his Kevin Smith posters and his High School High poster." And
that was the summer of Poster Smash. We went around smashing people's posters. Yeah. It was part of our thing.
Back when you could just go to an airport and hang out.
Why did you guys move to LA?
Comedy.
You moved to LA because of comedy?
Yeah, me too.
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't realize. I guess I'd never really asked why you moved to LA. I moved out here because my parents moved out. My mom and my stepdad moved out here when I was in high school.
My original plan was to go to New York, and my roommate, his roommate, who he was supposed to move out here with, dropped out. And I was like, I'll go out there too.
So we almost would have had that guy on the podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah, I moved like a year after high school with the intent of doing comedy, and then waited a year before I started, actually. About a year, yeah.
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 When are you going to start doing comedy?
Yeah, piece of shit. I can only say that now by pointing the poster.
Pointing the poster, the tube, the mailing tube.
Yeah.
Matt, let's talk about your experience. First of all.
Yes.
Your blogging posts were fantastic.
Yeah. Trina, the one of the producers of Web Soup, she teared up. She teared up while reading
Matt's
post.
I got a
Matt's
lot of people that said that they teared up reading that last one. I teared up. I cried
during the launch.
There.
Well, of course.
But it was weird. It was incredibly well organized. That was something NASA's trying to figure out how to get the youth market, as it were. They're trying to figure out how to market themselves.
Do they need marketing?
They need something.
I don't know what they need now. They don't have a space program.
They need something. Yeah. They need a ship.
They need Russia and China is what they need.
Yeah. Just Russia, no China.
I love that. I mean, can you imagine now in retrospect? Mm. Not having gone, like, imagine what if you would, because when you talk about this, you're like,
if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't know what I missed. Having been there and seen everything that I saw and talking to the people I talked to, I can't imagine it. I would have been the stupidest thing I would have ever done. Would be not going.
Would ever not done.
Correct.
Yeah.
But now that I've been,
it was amazing.
I was excited for you.
Yeah, we got lunch and we were just talking about how excited we were.
It was weird. Like I don't know if many people have an equivalent, a thing they could go to, but like for me, that was sort of like the culmination of all the things.
Yeah, man. They got that London Bridge there that they imported from London.
Exactly. Havasu, just fucking, you know, just chilling with my bros, drinking some beers.
Yeah, that
tubing.
Tubing.
Check out that London Bridge and the jet ski deaths.
Tubing. Yeah. That's right. Tubing. And tubing in the space shuttle. But being there with the rain and the whole thought that it might not go.
Oh, I got so nervous when I read the weather report.
It was crazy because you're like, I was waiting for an email.
Wait, before you get to that, tell me, so you get the first day.
First day, I flew in. My mom picked me up at the airport, who I have not seen in. At that, I hadn't seen her in 3 years. I hadn't seen either of my parents in 3 years.
I just got a text from you that said, "My dad looks older than I remember."
Yeah. Sure.
Wait, I wonder though, because I remember you went back to Massachusetts, I think, with Greta, right? Once
we did, but they don't live in Massachusetts; they live in Orlando.
Yeah, I know, but they were there because I remember you telling some story about like how everyone was eating so much.
Oh, we were all eating like assholes.
But who were you with?
Oh, I was with Joe and John.
Oh, okay, it wasn't your family then.
No, it wasn't my family. Well, it was my pseudo family. My adopted family is the McDonough's, the funeral home people. But we're just eating. Like,
oh, you mean friends?
Yeah, my real friends. Yeah. My real family.
Jesus,
I don't mean
I
that,
hope
Mom.
Your fucking parents don't listen to this.
I don't mean that at all.
Yeah, you've already called them old and you've...
Yeah, exactly.
it was very disconcerting, like just seeing them and being like, oh, yeah.
Did they notice that you had lost a bunch of weight?
I don't know.
Really? They didn't,
they didn't say anything?
Are you serious?
What?
It's so obvious that you've lost a ton of weight.
Well, maybe because you talked about
it
so
much. Yeah, I talked
to
them. They see pictures online. I'm sure that it wasn't like a you know, shock or anything like that.
But there
that.
Was no like, I can get my arms around you.
I do. I get that work from
Maddie,
people.
No, Maddie, I can get my arms around you.
I can't remember the last time my fingers could touch around you. You were a baby.
Kimberly, Matthew, John, what's your name? That's what my mother does. She runs through the children's names. And then says, what's your name?
That's adorable.
That's fine, I think, when there's more than two. I had just one brother and constantly was just like, Adam, Jonah!
Why do we name you something hard like that?
Yeah, exactly.
So I got in. My mom picked me up at the airport. My brother wanted to see me.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Seriously.
I was trying to avoid
it. What was that guy's fucking problem?
My brother, I'll tell this story. I don't fucking care. I'm on the phone with him. He's telling me, asking me if I still smoke weed, which I do not, and saying how he just bought some great stuff. And
for medical use, of course.
For medical use in Florida. Then he drove his pickup truck to my parents' condo, and then his pickup truck had no oil, and he had no money for oil. So I bought him like 4 quarts of oil for his truck.
Oh,
and
that's adorable.
What's the age difference here?
7 years. He's 7 years older than me.
Older than you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's doing great.
He's doing fine. So then went to SeaWorld that evening to see my dad, who was working till 11. He was working at SeaWorld till 11. And
your dad works at SeaWorld?
My dad works at SeaWorld, yeah.
What
he's the guy that VIP tour guy.
Okay.
Or whatever. I don't know.
So is your dream to get big enough on this podcast that he has to force to give you the VIP tour?
Yes. Ooh.
And you can order him around?
Yes. That is a dream come true.
Hey Dad, you never would take me to see fucking Shamu up close. Now you have no fucking choice.
Yeah.
You wicked piece of shit.
I want dinner with Shamu. I don't care if that lady died there.
Dinner with Shamu?
Yeah, you can have dinner next to the tank. Like, there's like a tank. That's where the woman, the trainer, died.
During the dinner with Shamu?
During the dinner with Shamu.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, what a show.
Yeah. But,
they try to cover it up. And for dessert.
Then for dessert, this other trainer will act like the... what's with that? Why is the water turning pink? It's all part of the show.
Sucks.
But it was, so I saw my dad and then my brother and his wife and all of he's got two daughters and a son, and they all came. They hadn't seen me in 5 years. I hadn't seen my nephew since he was an infant, so he didn't remember me at all, which was enjoyable. But, we went on a roller coaster, whatever. We went on this roller coaster that you sit in and then it...
Goes forward, yeah. That's most roller coasters. Most roller coasters, like you sit in them.
Didn't even give him a chance to finish.
I know.
It tips you, so you're face down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's terrifying for a fat guy.
I think for anyone, that's why they made it.
Oh, it's horrible though. But like, I'm just.
Sure, I'm glad I'm a thin person. I'm not afraid of dying
I'm not
by
afraid
a drop
of falling. Yeah,
able to super get
the ground. The ground would shake less, but I would still be just as dead.
Super skinny people just wisp to the ground like a dandelion. They don't.
That's how it works.
Follow the same rules.
Actually, really skinny people get really scared because if they fall out, they just drift away and no one can catch them.
And then they never touch the ground again, like the balloon boy. That didn't really hit in the blue. Remember that? Remember that when this was a good time. Thing?
That was Twitter blew up. Remember that?
Yeah, winning.
But that, that was terrifying.
Worried about Y2K, you guys. I just don't know if any of my devices are going to be.
And where's the blue?
that was fun. Went home. Next day was the early check-in for the NASA tweet up. So I went to Kennedy Space Center. Borrowed my mom's car, drove to the Kennedy Space Center, checked in, and then I just essentially, they check in, they give you a pass to go to the Kennedy Space Center visitor complex, which is where they have all the, the Rocket Garden and all that stuff that I took pictures of from the blog.
Rocket Garden was my favorite 90s grunge band, by the way.
They were really...
Yeah.
But that was crazy fun, and I'm just running around with the camera taking pictures of everything, and it just so happened to be Sci-Fi Summer, and they had the Star Trek exhibition there.
Wow. Yeah.
So I went into that, and I took way too many pictures there. But
did future you go back in time to set this all up to be perfect for you?
It was a lot of fun, and that sort of just wandering around by myself, and then I didn't want to go see everything, so I didn't go to the Saturn V complex because I was like, oh, that's going to be on the tour tomorrow.
Actually, I think Rocket Garden opened for Saturn V complex.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. At
That's not a bad name for a band, the Saturn V complex.
Well, actually, the Saturn V is the name of the of the band that does the surf song in That Thing You Do.
Oh, is it?
The Saturn V.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Like during the montage when the record starts going up the charts.
Tom Hanks is about as gay for the space program as
you
are.
He is. He certainly is.
It's true. Maybe that's what he named it after.
No. It was the planet. But that day I just sort of ran around by myself, took pictures, and then...
How much access did you have? Like, could you? Were there places you know?
No, well, that all came the next day. So we go to the NASA, the tweet up.
But wait, it was a tweet up. Why didn't you talk to anybody, or why'd you run around by yourself? It was a tweet up.
Well, it was early check in, so I checked in, and it was kind of no one else was really there. So
even fewer people myself. To be intimidated by and not talk to.
Yeah.
But the next day,
what are you talking about? The next day, there was 150 of us.
There's 150. That was it, right?
150 people, yeah.
Surprise, 150. They didn't go for like 142 or whatever.
130.
130.
135.
The tweet up was early in the morning in this air-conditioned tent, and it just started downpouring. Like, rain like I have rarely seen in my life. Just like torrential downpours. You couldn't hear anybody because the rain was falling on the tent, and all the while we're like, oh, this might...
It's a bad sign.
So did it kind of become like a deafening silence of just the rain and everyone kind of realizing what this might mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they didn't have good luck the last tweet up. They missed the launch because they scrubbed it, and then it went a couple days later or a couple weeks later. But they had astronauts. Elmo, for some reason, was there.
Mm-hmm. Elmo's big into the space program.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I took a picture of the box that he sits in, Elmo's Muppeteer, just so I could see what the hell's going on in there. Essentially, it's like a wooden block with a monitor. There's two screens on it and a bottle of water.
Oh,
I don't know what you're talking about. Elmo is a person.
You're right. So yeah. I don't know what that seat was for. Sorry for Elmo.
If anything, Elmo was controlling a person. But he's not. I don't understand.
Don't you ever attack someone's hand with your asshole and then control them?
One of those ass attacks.
Yeah, don't I do that?
It's hard. It's hard to measure.
You can't. You know what's difficult is that you can't spontaneous. It's hard. You have to be very patient if you're going to attack someone with your asshole. Yeah. Like you can't because they have to be very still.
Oh, and you kind of got to wait for them to point at something.
Yeah. So it could be a lot of times you can sort of be throwing up clues like what color is the cloud?
Which cloud?
That one over there. Ass attack.
Yeah, and then you got to jump high enough.
Yeah,
or quickly run up a ladder
and you
drop down.
And the aim. I mean, you really almost have to be an ass
one in a million shot, Doc.
It really is, but. But if you get it, so worth it.
Bring my own ladder and then I just jump on people's hands.
What are you talking about?
I don't.
You did that at the tweet up?
Yeah.
How dare you step on Jonah in my bit? I totally don't let him in the bit. What are you talking about? You're at the tweet up now.
No. Yeah, you're at the tweet up. Anyway.
The improv denial.
Anyway.
Mike Messimino and Doug Wheelock, two astronauts. Messimino was the guy who was in the Rescuing the Hubble documentary where they send up Atlantis to go save the Hubble.
And Wheelock was the evil wizard who tried to stop the shuttle launch with the storm spell.
Messimino was on Craig Ferguson like last week. He's a cool guy. And he had to... They had.
What, did Wheelock not be able to... He wasn't able to make it because he was still in Mordor?
Wheels is his name.
Wheels?
That's his nickname. He's the guy that had to... They had a plan to pull off a panel on the Hubble and it wasn't coming off. And they're down on the ground and they're like, they don't know what to do. And essentially they go, can we rip it off? And then they test. They have a model of the Hubble, like a full scale thing. And they try to pull it off to see how hard it would be. And they rip it off and they just tell him, he's like, go ahead, rip it off. And then you see him out on the spacewalk and he's just got the thing. And he just rips the panel off just because they had to get to it. Otherwise, the Hubble would be dead up in space.
Space Hulk.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, that's pretty cool.
They should have used the manipulator arms, which is a reference to Mystery Science Theater of the movie. I realized that after I said it. Not everyone All right. Sorry.
That's also on Netflix Instant Streaming.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
Yeah, watch that Nova, though.
Netflix, goddammit, I have to pay more for Netflix.
Who's upset about that, genuinely?
I have to pay.
You know what, streaming, getting any DVD you want, streaming any movie, is the cost of just going to see a movie? That,
I know, but yeah. I have to pay extra.
Well, right, remember when it first started, it was like, my friend Ben Getting posted this. It was like $22 a month for 3 DVDs, you know, a month or whatever.
Now it's like, you know, like $50 or $60. Just fucking shut up about it. You know, like, people, it's $8 extra a month probably than you were paying before. Like, don't have an extra beer when you go out.
Assuming you're even doing the DVD thing. I've had the same Blu-ray copy of MacGruber since January.
Yeah, I've had Time Bandits since like last summer. And it's just not going
just
back.
Sits
I just
there.
Sits there.
You know, you just have to drop it in a mailbox. You know that, right?
Yeah, but I moved and I can't find the thing now. And I know I could order another one, but like I just don't. I don't ever order DVDs. I watch them all on Netflix.
I had the Blu-ray of Star Trek Generations for 2 years.
Are you serious?
I bought it a month after I had the, and I just never sent it back.
Oh my God. It's like that DVD like found the Nexus in your fucking house. Yeah, you're welcome.
Maybe we're all inside the Nexus.
I think I would be happier if that were the case.
I really think that like more stuff should be on Instant Watch, and they should start. You should be able to have your own kind of page on. Not the, like I'm down for making everything a social networking thing, but if
ping,
people,
you want like a ping for if, like, Netflix,
it's like no. If like you could go to like it's like oh the this store like you know Mondo Video has their own little like you know selection website where it's like here's the things we picked
or
out of Netflix
Video, or
Rocket
Video, Cinephile.
Yeah, and it's like here's the things we picked. This is the things you can talk about. We'll talk about them here.
Like celebrity, or like a celebrity playlist.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of fun. I wonder what Nicki Minaj is watching.
I don't even know any of her.
She's a musician, right?
I don't know, but I always think Minaj is something spelled backwards. I don't know why. It just seems like it should be.
When you work in this E building here that we all work in, a lot of names creep into my head that I wish weren't there.
They're just there,
and a lot of them are Kardashian names, and things like Nicki Minaj and Kesha. Those are names I wish I didn't fucking know. So anyway, we have our Netflix digression.
Sorry about that.
We can digress all we want, but then. The day that day we got that was the tour. We got to go out to the pad, which was fucking amazing. Like you go past the observation tower, which is like a mile and a half away, drive all the way past that, and there's this grassy area that we got to go to that was about 700 feet from the pad.
Oh my gosh. Was there a lot of security that you had to go through to get in?
There, I mean, we had to go through background checks and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like they had to do security checks.
Yeah,
on
didn't
everybody.
You see Contact? Crazies there,
yeah,
crazy
right.
Buseys.
Fortunately, they built another alien setup.
Yeah.
So
to move the story along.
Yeah.
The inaccuracies.
Well, Star Wars did the same thing. Oh my God, the huge thing we were. Well, we got another one on its way, and it's bigger.
I'm not so concerned about what's on the tape. I'm concerned about how much footage there is.
I saw Transformers 3 today, and that was a huge piece of shit. And that had much NASA.
A surprise.
Buzz Aldrin's in the movie as himself.
Really?
Yes.
Well, who the fuck would he play?
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin is Ted Aldrin.
He could play some crazy old person that has so much plastic surgery you can barely recognize him, but he played Buzz Aldrin.
Why are you upset about that?
It was horrible. The movie was horrible. They go to the moon.
Wait, I might see it, actually.
No, you won't. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
I'm ruining nothing for anybody, because this is such a piece of shit. But they go... Just let me... Just one couple inaccuracies that I really found annoying.
In Transformers 3.
Number one, robots don't turn into cars. That's got to be number one, right?
They're aliens. I don't know what they do. They could do that. That's fine with me. I'm fine with that.
All right.
But they go to the moon... And Apollo, they go to Tranquility Base, and Apollo 11's lunar module is still fucking attached to the base.
That's a pretty severe one.
How the fuck would they have gotten off the moon? That's how they got off the moon, and it's still sitting there.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad one.
There was a Futurama episode where they went to the moon, and they're inside the lunar module, and there's a plaque behind it that says, module placed here by historical inaccuracies, whatever.
Oh my God, you must have loved that.
I love that.
Did you just hug the TV and be like, thank you? I was reading a thing the other day about what happened to the flag that we planted, you know, that America planted in the soil. And they were like, well, it wasn't, it was just a regular flag from a supply depot. It's probably, there's no way it's survived.
Well, it's not like it has to go against the elements.
What?
Why wouldn't it survive?
There's no elements.
Aren't there winds? Aren't there space winds?
No, not on the moon. It has no atmosphere. There's no wind.
I know there's no atmosphere, but there are solar winds, right?
Yeah. Well, they're actually, we got a probe that's going by the moon. It's going to take pictures. That's happening very soon.
Oh, wait. Didn't it fall over when the Independence Day aliens flew by?
Either that or when the robots fought next to it. And then,
yeah.
So that was the first inaccuracy.
And the second one was when they show them getting out of the command module when they got into the ocean. They're in their pressure suits, which really annoyed me.
Why is that?
They weren't in their pressure suits.
It's almost as if
they were in.
The director of that movie is dumb and is making movies for children.
It's almost as if all the people who will go see that movie don't know any of the things you just said.
But the part that killed me was they shot a lot of it at NASA.
Part that killed me.
It was screening at the Kennedy Space Center.
Part that killed me is that you went to see it in the first place.
I don't know why we did that to ourselves. Anyway.
So I should not go see it.
Don't. Please don't. Don't. All right. It's two and a half hours. 2 hours and 35 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That alone would get me to not...
You know what would get me to not see it? The fact that it's the third in an installment of movies I haven't seen or cared to.
I didn't see the second one.
How'd
you catch up then? How'd you know what was going on with the robots?
I didn't see the second one either.
I didn't see the first one. It confused me. It made me feel dumb. And for that, I can never forgive it.
Transformers. Oh, you can't tell who the fuck.
I mean, it was hard. It was hard enough. It was like, I had a problem with like. You know, I did that thing where I'm like, yes, of course, Megan Fox would fuck Shia LaBeouf. And then it just turns out, hey, she fucked him.
Yeah, yeah.
in real life.
Yeah, what, I mean, you know, you're bored on set. He's a good-looking kid. He's a rogue.
That's what you got to do, you know?
Yeah.
Now he's got that Victoria's Secret model that runs around with him in the new movie.
Oh.
It's a good time.
She's got three names, British three names.
Yeah.
Rosie Huntington White.
Cumberbatch.
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 Cumberbatch. You're such a Cumberbatch.
I dated this chick. She was a total Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
She was just a cum nest. What? Cum nest.
Maybe my favorite.
I had probably my most disgusting tweet ever yesterday, which was horrible things come on those who wait.
I saw that.
Well,
it was all right.
Oh,
thanks for rating it.
You just got slapped back, Jonah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, I'm not the idiot trying to fucking. What about zombies? There are no humans.
I was very
humans.
Curious about that.
Have you seen any? Have you seen one?
Here's my question to you. Zombies, right? Sure. They multiply by biting humans, correct? But
no,
they
don't die. They multiply. Zombies are much like Bebe's kids.
These guys do this.
Bebe had a heart attack.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Guy, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, forget it.
No.
Doesn't matter. What I'm saying is they eat people. They eat their offspring, essentially.
They don't have
astronauts?
They don't have offspring.
Whatever. No, astronauts don't eat people.
Can zombies come?
No.
At all?
No.
Not even a little bit of dribble?
I'm sure there's some leftover shit that can pop out.
Pre-cum.
Yeah. A little pre-cum. They don't
No, what
eat
I'm saying is zombies
offspring.
Eat, they reproduce...
Do zombies have blood flow?
They duplicate.
They do not.
They do not have blood flow.
They do not have blood flow. Their bodies cease to work, except for motor skills.
What I'm saying is, how does a zombie make another zombie?
It bites or scratches or gets some kind
live?
Of fluid in there.
Okay. How long can a zombie
people,
be animated?
What?
How long can a zombie be animated?
Until the brain decomposes completely.
Okay.
So,
if you get bit or scratched, you turn into a zombie.
Aren't they driven though to eat? Isn't that what they do? They eat.
They eat people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they try to eat you and they bite you and you get away, you will later turn into a zombie. If you get scratched, you will
but
turn into a zombie.
Could a zombie survive on the moon?
Getting away.
What?
Could a zombie survive on the moon with no...
Yeah, I don't see why it would.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it...
It doesn't need oxygen.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
You are?
Yeah.
Judges and... Yeah.
Oh, you just wrote a new movie. Moon
are you
zombies.
Upset because I said you were uninvited to the zombie summit?
No.
And then that girl like backed me up.
That's fine. But Yeah, so what I'm saying is a lot of the zombies seem to eat people really fast, and thusly that person will not become a
zombie. I mean, how would they eat them people really fast? Like
whenever you see a horde of zombies in a movie,
yeah,
it'll tear a person apart. If it gets a hold of a person,
sure.
it'll tear it apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that torn
apart
person.
That's not every time, though.
Could a zombie infect a vampire?
Vampires are fake.
Fuck.
Yeah, but that's one instance.
Right.
You're going to still try and get away. You're going to get attacked by a horde, and then maybe you get bit a couple times, but you're going to keep on running. You just want to survive, and so you cover up your wounds and you try to just live on.
I'm lost. So this happened at the NASA tweet up?
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
It did.
Dude had to fucking.
They almost didn't launch a shuttle because of the zombie attack, but cleared up, and we still got Atlantis off the pad.
While we were there the first day, it got hit by lightning.
What did?
The shuttle.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Got hit by lightning.
Did you see it happen?
No, we were in the tent. They were like, we can't leave the tent.
There's fucking stories of explosive material being hit by lightning.
Well, they don't fuel it up until the night before.
Oh.
Now, why is Kennedy Space Center in Florida? Why is it not in a... Why is it... Because there always seem to be weather issues in Florida. Why wouldn't they put Kennedy Space Center like in New Mexico or like a dry climate?
Well, the Dallas or Houston... Is where the
Houston's where Johnson Space Center is. That's where the training happens, and that's where Capcom is.
Yeah. Sometimes Marvel shows up and they get into a big fight.
Yes, well played.
They'll land there sometimes, but it's in Florida just because it's on the. I assume it's on the coast, and
I don't know.
I don't know why you need a coast to launch a shuttle. Round.
The weather's
closer
Florida.
To the equator, so you're closer to, I don't know, space.
Yep, Jonah, that's how that works. The equator is closer to space.
Further away from the middle.
Because that's where the planet bulbs out a little bit more.
Bulbs so out you're right that there. Much closer you're closer to the sun when you're at the equator.
Yeah, well,
wow.
I guess, man, there is a little bit of logic in what you're saying.
Why is it there? It was next to an Air Force base that was good or something like that. I don't know.
This Air Force Base is good. Let's build the rocket right here.
But yeah, so we're 700 feet away from the shuttle, and the service thing was still on it, covering the shuttle. So you could see the tanks and a little bit of the wings. And then the service thing came away, and it just rolled away.
Did you get a boner?
A little bit. And then you see Atlantis.
What'd you do
exposed.
With that boner?
I took care of it.
You grease it out?
Yeah.
Grease it out, NASA?
Take it out.
You just stare at those tanks.
Stare at those tanks. Listening to this
with your boner.
Ooh, I got another launch for you,
man. What'd you do with that boner?
Where'd you put that? That space boner.
That big old space boner of yours.
Space boner. There you go. Title.
And moon zombies.
Space boner, moon zombies.
Space boner versus the moon zombies.
It's like Chris and Jonah won't let Matt finish his story.
I'm sure that's.
I'm just trying
to
bail out of this in case anyone's uninterested.
I think it's awesome. I'm excited because you were excited. I mean, your posts were great.
No, I was genuinely excited.
We're hearing your story and we're peppering it in with funny things and interesting riffs.
Well, to be fair, we're interrupting.
That's okay.
That's what we do.
So. Yeah, so we're that close. And then Doug Wheelock, who has been on a number of space shuttle flights and took a Soyuz capsule up to the space station one time, he explained to us that the reason people can't be this close is because the sound, if it were to hit you, would liquefy your organs.
Hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which I did not, I was like kind of, yeah, sure. But then when you're 3 miles away from it, and it starts pounding you in the chest, the sound.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about that. How does that feel?
Cook a human in seconds.
It's incredible. It's insane, like being right next to a helicopter as it's landing. But this thing is 3 miles away.
So if you're any closer.
It would hurt you. Wow. But it's like
just
insane.
It would vibrate.
Because you see it. You see that you see. All of a sudden you see the. Or should I get to that in a second?
No, dude, get it. Get to it.
Well. So at the launch, you're just sort of waiting. And at this launch in particular, we didn't know if it was going. They had a 9-minute window. The countdown clock stopped at T-minus 31 seconds, and we didn't know why it stopped. And it stopped there for 3 minutes. And the window was till 11:34, and it started at 11:29 is actually when it launched.
This might be a dumb question, but T-minus.
T-minus.
What
takeoff.
Takeoff.
Minus. 39 seconds, 31 seconds
right.
until so you're just staring out there, and all of a sudden you just see the steam from the water deluge system. So essentially, it's got a big water tower next to the pad, if you've ever seen that,
yeah.
and that just dumps water to the pad, so the fire from the shuttle doesn't burn everything
wow.
and make the pad totally not usable anymore.
Oh shit! So
yeah, so
even when it's taken off, like it still needs to.
Yeah.
Shit.
So that's what you see first, is you see the steam, and then you see a glow on the steam, and you can see this in the pictures on the website. You see the engine glow against the steam, and then you see the shuttle go. And when you see it start to clear the launch tower, that's when you see the flame of the engines. Now that flame on those engines, it's incredible. Like, I heard someone talking about it who'd been to a launch before, saying that they can't describe the color. And honest to God, I've never seen anything like that in my life. The color of that engine, and that's so bright. And you're just staring at it, and you don't hear anything yet because it's 3 miles away. So you're seeing it before you hear it. And then it goes up, and you're watching it and watching it and watching it. And then the sound hits you as it's up in the air, like midway up into the sky. The sound comes, and it could bowl you over. It is just so... It just rumble, little tiny rumble you hear, and then you just feel it like hitting you in the chest. Like,
did anyone pass out?
No, no one passed out.
Anyone get the vapors?
I got the vapors. It went up, and then it went into the clouds, and because it was overcast, and
yeah, as it was Florida.
As it went up, and it went into the clouds, then you could see this shadow at a 90-degree angle that was from the plume that continued. So the sun was casting a shadow on the plume because the shuttle was still up above the clouds. And then you see this shadow at this right angle. And that was sort of when I sort of stopped and was like, oh, that's never going to happen again.
Or at least not in the foreseeable future.
Yeah. And I got super bummed out. And I just started to cry a little bit. I just felt it. Like, I started to tear up. And then I really started crying. I don't know why.
Did you look around? Were other people?
Other people were crying too.
Was it a silent cry? Was it like, oh my God, shuttle?
It was a silent cry, except for my inhales. Like,
I think Silent Cry was on that same bill with Rocket Garden.
Oh no. They were like a metal band. They never played with those.
Oh, they
guys.
Were?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember my nanny's music.
Silent crying.
I'm crying, but you cannot hear me.
What kind of metal?
glam metal
Silent Cry. I don't know, I figured it more of like a closer to like a death metal band.
No, I think Silent Cry is like a Poison or a Motley Crue.
You think
yeah,
so?
I think it's like a hair I, band. Think, I think Silent I think it's
Cry Silent Cry nah, it seems like a song
ballad.
It would
they
seem
have
no
power
Silent Cry
dude,
would be
S-Y-N-L-E Silent Cry.
That would be the name of a song of the from those bands, I'd say. I'd say.
I think it's a person. I think it's a band.
So after the shuttle goes up, and then you're just sort of left with the thought that that was sort of it, and that was what got me. I think that was probably what got me. But
and then they launched another shuttle real quick, just to be like, see what we could do.
And you're just. But the day before, being in the vehicle assembly building, which is that giant building that has the NASA logo on it and the American flag on it.
Yeah.
Being in there, they have these bays and these doors where they could assemble 4 Saturn V's at the same time.
Wow.
They could have them all ready to go. And in there was where they put shuttles in there. When the shuttles were attached to the tanks, they were attached in those hangar bays. Those doors would open up. The Saturn V is 36 stories tall.
Jesus Christ.
When those doors opened up, it took 45 minutes to open the doors up. And they would clear, the Saturn V coming out would clear it by 6 feet.
God.
And it would come out, and just being there looking at those doors and thinking about, because they have two pads, 39A and 39B are right next to each other. Well, I mean, a little further down, but they roll out next to each other, and just thinking about them having 2 Saturn V's out there ready to go is just amazing. And they had, like, when Atlantis went up to save the Hubble, that was the first mission after Columbia. The Columbia broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember that launch at all, there's the other shuttles ready to go, because they didn't want to launch if something went wrong on launch, like it did with Columbia, they wanted another shuttle able to go up to save them.
Oh, wow.
So they had two ready. They had one ready to go. I think it was Discovery was ready to go. So Atlantis went up. Discovery was still sitting on the pad just in case they needed it.
Was there anyone in it or was it?
No one was in it. Because if they, you know, if they need to launch it, they could.
Yeah, they just throw someone the keys and the guy stops and it'll be like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just that kind of thing. Because that was such a big deal to get the shuttle back. Because after, you know, I don't know if you guys remember when Columbia went, everyone was like talking about how old the shuttle program is and how ridiculous it is that we're still taking the shuttle that we've been taking for 30 years or whatever. And so that was like they had to save the Hubble. Otherwise, you know, that was it. I made friends with a guy who works for NASA administration in D.C. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say his name, but and he showed me he had just got an email in of pictures that they just got back from Neptune.
Oh, no
and
way.
He showed them to me. He's like, no one else has seen this. He's like,
oh, my God.
Show me. And I was just like, that's amazing. And
you're the luckiest boy in the world.
Oh, yeah, I felt like it. And it was an incredible thing. And just being such an Apollo junkie myself, which I think I was one of the few, you know, Apollo nuts there. Everybody else was, you know, more shuttle geared.
Did the Apollo nuts play on the side stage? Or did not letting it, hashtag not letting it go?
But yeah, so going to the Saturn V complex, which is actually, they have a Saturn V rocket on its side. Each stage is broken up. And just seeing, it's one of the leftover ones. There are three leftover that they never launched.
Did they give it to you?
They didn't give it to me. I asked.
What's the mission for 135?
STS-135 is essentially there to deliver more supplies for this space station. Right. The space station's up there until at least 2025.
Well, oh, wow. This country's doing so bad that even our NASA program is a delivery service.
That's right. 30 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Order a couple of deep dish.
Oh, man, we need some more supplies. Call America. They're not that good, but they're there on time.
Hey, why can't they launch if the weather's not great? I mean, like, the rocket has so much power. Yeah,
The power's not the problem. They need a bailout point. Because if something goes wrong, they can separate from the booster and land back at Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they need 20 miles. They need to have no showers within 20 miles of the launch pad. And they got this tiny window where they could do it, and they did it. The shuttle has built-in bailout points across the globe, like the first one's in Spain. So like if an engine cuts out and they need to bail, they can land in Spain. I think there's one in Germany, and across the globe down in Australia there's one.
Guys, forget this supply run. Let's go to Ibiza.
Yeah.
They have these bailout points built in. And I like they have it's all built into the countdown and like the things you hear over the loudspeakers.
Does it sound like this?
I wrote all this down. I don't know if it's interesting. It is very interesting to me. But at T-minus 9 minutes, there's a 45-minute stop down where they stop. The countdown stops.
We're taking a stop down.
Where they...
At 45 minutes.
Where they reacquire the space station. Just to get the trajectory right for the shuttle.
Trajectory getting. We're gonna hit it.
Keep going.
No. T minus 6.6 seconds is when the engine's
6.66
light.
6.66 seconds.
T minus 6.6. The engine's light, and they have to come up to 104% and hold before the signal is given to fire the main boosters. Then the shuttle, I don't know if you've ever seen the shuttle roll. Like it does a roll.
When it's taking off, yeah, of course.
And the reason it rolls is because it's still got wings. So it rolls to create negative lift so it doesn't try to separate itself from the booster.
Oh, fuck. Oh shit.
Yeah. At 1 minute, 10 seconds, they go at throttle up past maximum dynamic pressure. Engines come down to 71% until it's past the trans sound barrier. Then the order is given to throttle up and let go of the SRBs, solid rocket boosters. 2:05, they come off the solid rocket boosters. They're at Mach 5.6 right there. 2:32, they go to abort at Saragossa, Spain, if they need to. At 4 minutes, they're at negative return, unable to come back to Kennedy. So at 4 minutes into their flight, they can't come back to Kennedy.
In 2 minutes, they are in Spain, over Spain?
No, 2 minutes they get to go for... They're at Mach 5.6, which is what, like 700 times, like 4,000 miles an hour, something like that.
Jonah, our boy is special.
And that's within how many minutes do they get?
It gets to Mach 5.6 2 minutes and 5 seconds into the flight.
So 2 minutes and 5 seconds, yeah. You go from zero to
like 4,000 miles an
hour. 4,000 miles an hour.
Yeah. At 6 minutes and 13 seconds, it's at 10,000 miles an hour. At 4:38, you're good if you lose a shuttle engine, but still have two good at 104%. At 4:38, you can get to orbit. At 7 minutes, 13,000 miles per hour, and they can lose two engines and get to orbit. Miko confirmed right after 7 minutes, and that's main engine cutoff. So at 7 minutes, main engine cutoff, and they're essentially
floating
in space.
How do they pressurize the cabin to be able to withstand that much force of 14,000 miles per hour?
Well, the cabin, you're inside the shuttle, and the shuttle has its own. The first space shuttle, which was STS-1, which actually we got Robert Crippen and John Young were on STS-1. It was just two crew members because they had ejector seats.
Fuck. And what year was it?
80. Right? 81, sorry. 81.
Okay.
Even if they ejected, they would be dead.
Well, you know, when the Challenger broke up, they were alive until they hit the water.
What?
Yeah.
They changed some of the design after that, didn't they?
They did, yeah. But the Challenger, like, you know.
When it exploded, they separated.
If you watch the way that the Challenger breaks up, the SRBs go just.
Yeah, they flip
around. Separate from it. And the way the Challenger breaks up, you can clearly see the shuttle break up. Essentially, the cargo, which is that whole back of that thing, is just it's cargo.
Yeah.
For like the Canada arm and other stuff. You can see it break up, and you can see the cabin break up. And well, they think they were alive, but they weren't conscious.
Oh,
because it lost pressure in them.
And yeah, you just instantly pass out. Like Payne Stewart when his plane, like they had the leak, and then everyone just like the pressure leak, and then everyone just goes out.
Yeah.
Well, they go unconscious, and then I guess they die.
Like in Langoliers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember, I remember where I was when the challenge. I mean, obviously, a lot of people.
A lot of people were a lot of places. I was three.
good one.
Yeah.
So you remember where you were?
I was three, but I
still breastfeeding.
Feel like I remember it. I feel like I remember it just because Krista McAuliffe was from New Hampshire, so it was really such like a big. I mean, I maybe.
I was at school and I was in the library working on something, and it's like when the librarian came in and said to one of the libraries. It exploded. Like, she couldn't get the words out.
Wow.
I was at my step-grandfather's funeral when the Columbia broke up. We were at his funeral, and I got a text message on my phone that said that Columbia broke up.
A text message?
Yeah.
Oh, Columbia. I'm sorry, Challenger. All right, future boy. I'm sorry. Freaked me out for a second.
And that was a
you just
a
accidentally damaged, revealed that you were...
That was a damaged heat shield, right?
That was, yeah, one of the heat tiles went...
And then it just like the heat tile came off, which is what, like 2 by 2 feet?
Well, the tiles aren't that big. The tiles aren't that big. The tiles are this big. They're like,
how big?
Please describe.
That big.
6 square inches, maybe. But the, you know, if there's one hole in that tile, if there's one tile that's not there, heat's going to get in there and it's going to break up.
Jeez.
So that's what happened to Columbia. But now what they do. Which is crazy, but I mean, obviously they had to do something. The shuttle gets into orbit, then they do a roll, and then the camera comes out and photographs each tile.
Wow.
Each tile. There's thousands of tiles. And all of that stuff gets downloaded to NASA, and NASA has the thermal engineers look at each tile. And they have pictures of the tiles from before it took off, so they can see if there's any damage to any tile. So
that is incredible.
It's like insane stuff they're doing over there that is just awesome, and it's actually happening. Well, it was actually happening.
Wait, they're not shutting down though.
They're not shutting down.
How many people are they losing because of this being the last one?
How many workers are losing jobs? 10,000.
10,000. How many are going to be left over?
Not very many. I mean, there's going to be. I mean,
the
NASA,
gift shop. The guy who runs the gift shop.
Yeah, he's if I mean, it's just, it's crazy what they're doing there. But what's cool is all the shuttles were there. All the shuttles were there being taken. They were being stripped so they could get sent to the museums.
Oh, like if your car breaks down on the LIE. And like 5 minutes later, it's fucking, the doors are gone, the tires are gone, and the stereos, like everything's fucking gone.
Yeah.
And it would get the CD player out of the shuttles. They just fucking rip the CD players. Exactly.
Good CD player.
Really good.
Where it's time.
I can't even express to you guys how awesome it was. Like for me, it was just like,
actually, I'm not as much of a NASA nut as you are by any means, and I still would have been completely blown away. Yeah. My mom's from Florida, and so my grandfather took the family to all of, I never saw a launch, but I don't know if this is true, but my mother swears that during one some launch they went to, mm-hmm. that in the water, a whale came, beached itself, carried, that was flanked by dolphins, gave birth, and then the dolphins helped it back into the water. Something along those lines. I know.
I mean, the thing is, it's okay. Like, you can't imagine she's lying, because why would anyone make that up?
It's pretty sweet.
I was just trying to look up something. But, like, all those notes I told you guys, I took those notes while Doug Wheelock was talking.
Wow.
Like, I was just fucking...
Did you get to talk to them afterwards?
I got to talk to the astronauts. I got my picture with two Canadian astronauts, and I haven't put that up yet, but it's me with, like...
Yeah, they're not American.
Well, you know, they've been up in space quite a bit.
Nah, not American space.
Everybody was like, Canada has astronauts.
Did you show me your space boner?
I did.
Good.
I
Hey, guys, it's like my dick's in zero Gs, because it will not go down.
Oh!
Shit. I'm just trying to get the thrust here, just so I can...
Oh, yeah.
Seven...
Jonah, what'd you do this week?
Wait, hang on. The shuttle, the space shuttle, has 1.2 million pounds of thrust.
Jesus Christ.
Saturn V has 7.6.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. This weekend, I tried to install a ceiling fan in my living room because it's really hot in there.
Very similar to what Matt did, you know?
Yeah. I've worked with electricity.
Wasn't it your house you were talking about? The wires don't have...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can tell what's the positive.
It's like the house is so old, none of the wires have color corresponded coating.
Do they have those old plugs?
It's there's one plug without the ground. There's another one I was like, oh, I need a lamp right here, so I'm going to fucking install an outlet. I know how. I go in to do it, and it's like I look at the wires, and I'm like, this looks odd. I call my dad, and I was like, hey, how do I do this when all of the wires look like speaker cables and they're covered in cloth? She's all, don't touch it. Don't touch it. No one's touched that core. Those cords.
In an apartment. It's like, you're lucky that place hasn't gone up in flames, quite frankly.
It's an old place.
I lived in an old place for a while, and I had all, and it was those old plugs without the ground.
Yeah.
And so I got the adapters and plugged in like computer printer, like all these things. And when I moved out of the place, the plug was just black. Like it would have.
Yeah, no, it's sketchy. And I took out I fucked up something, and now all the power in the living room is gone. So I have an extension cord coming from the
office. Way to go, tool time.
Yeah, I know.
Way to go, Tim.
Yeah.
And it's like every time he tries to fix it, it's like he's not good at that. Then you go to a hardware store.
I watched American, the Bill Hicks story.
How is it?
It's, you know, it's odd. It's an odd choice the way they made it.
Really?
They really could have done... You know, they were doing his family and close friends, and I believe there was some, you know, old interviews of him, but you can't tell because it's all animated stills.
Right.
And,
it's like a Ken Burns documentary.
No.
Or it's like it's more.
Oh, like in the trailer, like where they have like the.
That's the whole thing.
Or it's like a Harry Potter newspaper.
Yeah. Oh. That's the whole thing.
They didn't need flash porn in Harry Potter world. They just could look at magazines.
Yeah, exactly.
Move around.
Lucky bastards.
Fucking jerks. Lucky wizards.
Yeah, no. Not only are they wizards, but they got the easy porn. It's great, you know, and it's sad, but it really does do a good job of not making him seem like this, you know, like misunderstood mad genius prophet that, right. You know, like, you know, you do have a feeling of just what could he have done if he kept going? But you really do just get the sense of like, oh, he was just a comic. Like any other George Carlin or anything like that. That was just pushing for more things. Everything seems more epic because he died so young, But, you know, it does take away a lot of the, you know, like mystique of mm-hmm. him. He is just a dude.
Do you think that's good or bad?
I think it's good. I think it's good. I don't think people need to be made into gods. I don't think that's a necessary thing.
But don't you think we need some type of iconography to
for just entertainment or for art in general?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I want to feel that I have the ability to get to that point or be
okay.
near that point.
Jonah's dead. He was a genius.
God, genius,
he
exactly.
Was such a genius.
Yeah. All the things he could have done. But you know, like I don't like people seeming out of reach. That's, you know, that's what really, like, you know, got me listening to, like, you know, punk rock was like, it was just that it was just people, just like these dudes just making music, and it looks like I can hang out with them. You know, you look at other guys on, like, in the 80s, like I remember I was listening to music. It's like, you wouldn't think of hanging out with Prince.
No.
It would seem horrible, and I'm sure it is. But
hey,
like,
Prince, can you get me a water? Yeah. Like, you can't just talk
exactly.
to him like that.
Dave Grohl, you know, he came from, you know, DC punk band called Scream, and then, of course, into Nirvana, now the Foo Fighters. He still seems like a guy that you could just, like, you know, I can see myself just hanging out with that guy.
Right.
And that's, I think, like, you know, that's what America did for Bill Hicks. I think it just, it did a good job of just like, oh, this is just a goofy guy. Him and his friend moved out to LA, tried to write a screenplay, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. he's like him and his friends, like making goofy faces, making dumb videos. That's what I like to see. I like to see the trajectory. I like to see that, you know, he wasn't just like, you know, 7 years old going, and then he gets up on stage and, oh man, that guy could swing, you right. know? I don't need to hear
not
that.
Like, it's not like Shine.
Yeah, 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 exactly. But yeah, but it's a, you know, it's good, and I could have done without the way it was made. But yeah. You know, you could the information is still there, and the stories are still there, so that's really cool.
That's great. I haven't seen anything. I haven't had time to watch anything.
Well, I can tell you what not to go see, and that's Transformers 3.
I think I'm gonna go see Transformers 3.
Yeah, I don't know what else is coming out.
I want to see Captain America. I saw the trailer for that. Looked
it looks all right.
Looked yeah. enjoyable.
Oh, you know what? Fucking, you guys see the trailer for Juan de los Muertos?
No.
It's a Cuban zombie movie.
Oh, yeah.
It looks awesome. It looks really fucking funny and good and gory. And it's from Cuba, which is a great. It's, you know, I always like a movie where it's just shot. The shots in it, you're just like, that looks really neat. And you realize, yeah, because I haven't really seen much of Cuba ever.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really see. That's why, you know, I like City of God so much, because you're just seeing Rio. You're seeing this place, a movie based in this place, reality, that you've never really seen anything like that, you know. But, of course, you're probably going to have some asshole going, well, you know, we like to think that the location is one of the characters of the movie. You know, that guy.
Fuck you as that guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we really, it's like New York is a character. L.A. is a character in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, fuck you as that guy. I did see, I saw Troll Hunter. I know we talked about this before, but I did see it, and I liked it for the most part, but I, you know, it wasn't as mind-blowing as everyone told me it was going to be, but I still thought it was an enjoyable movie.
Do you think if you just came across it, though, if like you're just like, Troll Hunter, that looks cool, and watched it, you would have been more blown away by...
I don't know if I would have been blown away. I definitely would have gone like, oh, that's a fucking cool movie. I mean, I expected, I think in my head, in a movie like District 9, I feel like just raised the bar for sort of, you know, kind of like,
foreign sci-fi
like DIY foreign CG based sci-fi. And so I thought the CG was cool, but there were certainly still parts where I was like, ah, well, yeah. You know, like it wasn't.
District 9 is another one of those movies where just you never saw a movie set in a town like Johannesburg,
right?
You know, and that's why that's another thing that made it cool.
But I definitely think Troll Hunter is worth seeing for yeah, sure. Yeah. I definitely think it's worth seeing. The guy who plays the Troll Hunter is fucking great.
Yeah, you know, someone told me that if I really liked Rare Exports, which was that Christmas, you know, Santa Claus movie.
Yep.
I would like Troll Hunter. Oh, speaking of horror movies, rumors that they are making another or a remake of Evil Dead.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Bruce Campbell joined Twitter and said something to the effect
they're gonna
of...
They're going to make a third remake of Evil Dead.
Yeah, that would be the third, yeah.
They already remade it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the funniest part about, like... It's just, like, a weird thing. I found this thing online the other day where it's just, like, Sam Raimi doing, like, a commercial for Evil Dead 2, where it's like, it's even scarier than the first one. It's like, it is the first one with like a couple more really extra dollars.
It really is.
It's, but they're both great. Oh, I can watch them separately.
Oh, I have them like four times on DVDs. There's so many versions of them. But
yeah, but there's been rumors because, you know, Raimi's editor, was like tweeting or blogging something about moving over to Detroit temporarily. And that's like where they are going to,
shit.
And then Bruce Campbell joined Twitter and said, it's on, dogs, or, you know, something to the effect of that.
But is it, will it be Ash?
Will it be Ash. I mean, I think it's going to be Ash, but the question right now is if it's going to be Sam Raimi just writing and producing it or directing it
as
well.
You can't do it without Sam Raimi.
You can't.
That would be incredible if like he's now the manager, or maybe like he's like the CEO of S-Mart or something.
Oh,
like that.
Oh shit.
Like that would be fucking cool.
And he's had this obsession with like going back there and eradicating it forever.
You can't do that without Sam Raimi.
Yeah, you can't. But like, you know, but I realized this, a really cool way to do it, if Sam Raimi is too busy with, you know, Spider-Man 18.
They're relaunching those already, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, great.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I thought it'd be neat just how Tom Savini, the guy who did all the effects for all the original Romero movies, directed the remake of Night of the Living Dead, which is really great, like I've said before, in my top five.
Also, Tom Savini was the guy who had that animated hand that gave comic book guy a wedgie.
Yes, exactly.
Right before he had his heart attack.
He's also Sex Machine from Dust Till Dawn.
With the gun that wouldn't work anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But it came out, though. It came out. He's good with a whip. These vamps, they're soft, you know? But I thought it'd be cool if, Greg Nicotero, the guy who does the makeup effects for The Walking Dead, and was he worked under Tom Savini for a very long time, worked on the original Evil Deads. I thought it'd be kind of neat if Sam Raimi did not direct it, but produced it and had Greg Nicotero directing it. I think that would be kind of a neat thing, but that's just like a weird little nerd.
By the way, I'm moderating the Walking Dead panel at Comic-Con.
I know, they told me about it. The AMC, Squeeze. My AMC fellas told me about it.
Very excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. When is that? I'm missing that, aren't I?
It's Friday. It's Friday of Comic-Con.
Fuck me.
It's
Friday of Comic-Con.
It's during the day. Yep.
What,
it's during the day.
Man.
When are you going?
Dee's got work, so we got it. Because, like, she would normally get off on Friday and we would just go down, but, you know, we got Montreal the next week, and so she's taking off time for that.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing our shows at Montreal. Montreal.
Did you get my email?
It's terrifying. I'm out of vacation time. I have no vacation time.
Yeah, but you make up for it with the money you get from the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's it all evens up.
I am our first show, our first show with Matt Smith and Karen Gillan at Comic-Con sold out. And by that, I mean, you know, like we took on a big sponsor and it's just like,
yeah,
we totally just sold out.
Noah's Arcade presents The Nerdist.
Noah's Arcade. It's
party
cool,
on. Enjoy your burrito, Matt.
Enjoy your burrito. So that first show sold out. So we added a second show. And Kevin Pereira is going to be on that show. And then we are also pulling in some other special guests.
I'm sure we'll have some fun friends.
So there'll be an 8 o'clock show and an 11 o'clock show. But I just want to make sure and let you guys know that it's not. Matt and Karen won't be there for the second show. We'll have whole new guests for the second show. So that's.
So those people should buy tickets again.
Exactly. Saturday, July. Please. Yeah. Oh,
please.
My God.
Please. Oh, God.
Saturday, July 23rd at 8 and 11 o'clock. Two shows on the Nerdist Podcast 11. Live at Comic Con. Why would you shit on the thing? Now we're trying to tell people
it's
to go.
Great. Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Just don't spend that much time on the floor that day.
Yeah,
but say
please.
Hi if you see us. Say hi if you see us.
You're ruining everything. I thought you guys wanted to get paid for stuff.
We are. No, I'm looking forward to it. Come on, it's fucking Comic Con. You know, you're like the adrenaline that people have in Comic Con.
You can sleep when you're at home,
yeah,
not
exactly.
At Comic Con.
Yeah. Oh, I finished Simon Pegg's book, Nerd Do Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. He gets into some awesome stuff talking about the bar him and Nick Frost would hang out at that inspired the Winchester, which was the bar that they would go to in Shaun of the Dead.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that's good. That's good. You should pick that up.
Pick that up. And also...
Don't pick up the new Sublime. That goes
how
without.
Can there be a new Sublime?
They have this guy... This fucking fat white sunburned dude.
It sounds like Bradley Nowell.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds exactly like Bradley Nowell. It's fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah, and they're fucking, they made new songs, and it sounds exactly the fucking same. It's so fucking weird.
Does he have a Dalmatian? Can he still get high?
Yeah.
Can he play the guitar like a motherfucking riot?
Yeah, yeah, but something about his mom smoking crack. I don't know.
Okay.
I made fun of Sublime on Twitter the other day, and someone's like, loss of 10 cool points. I was like,
what?
Loss of 10 cool points? Fucking the Guy Fieri trio is fucking cool. Fuck you.
Guy Fieri trio.
Yo, fuck yourself. And then, of course, every time you respond like that, like, you know, I'm sure you guys know, someone goes, I was like, hey, man, just trying to joke around. I know, love the podcast.
We're buddies, right?
Yeah.
The problem is you get so used to when someone says anything that's not nice, then you're just like, what the fuck? Why is that guy attacking me? And you realize, no. People just want to fuck around the way we fuck around.
Yeah.
But there's no font for, I mean, there's no sort of textual representation of sarcasm now.
There should be a hashtag FA, fuck around. Like, there's a hashtag FB.
But that's just JK, which is irritating.
Yeah, I know, but we're not making it JK. It's FA.
It's FA?
FA.
JK Rowling.
If anyone wants to do this fan art of us, I think it'd be funny if Chris was Wayne, and then both me and Matt are made up to look like Garth simultaneously.
Actually, or if you're like a weird Siamese twin, or I'm sorry, conjoined twin,
yeah.
Garth. Yeah. Then that would be pretty. That would be pretty sweet too.
Open, conjoin me.
With me as always is Mona.
Yeah. It's people still trying to figure out a nickname for me. Can't do it.
Get on that.
Myra Bowie.
No, come on.
Chris Hardwick's penis.
We almost got out of this.
What do you mean we almost got out of this? Everyone is fucking hashtagging Myra Bowie.
I'm just ignoring it. It'll go away.
The more you fight it, the more it takes hold. Just like cancer.
Not
the big Z.
God damn it. Not fighting it. Just letting it wash over. That's all.
All right. Well, we'll figure out a nickname for you.
Nah.
Myra, I'm glad that you got to go to... I'm glad that you got to go to NASA and see the final shuttle launch.
I'm glad you're back, too.
Thank you.
It's
nice. Jonah had no one to punch in the face.
I was on my walk in the morning yesterday, and I saw him stopped at the light when I was going to cross to go to Larchmont.
And the first thing I say to him is, why aren't you fucking answering my emails?
You guys just fucking get it over with.
That was weird. It was like working, because like when you'd come home at night, from the NASA thing, I was like, okay, I got to write a blog post. And then I was like,
yeah,
it was kind of cool.
Treat it like
I thought you had to get up at 2:57 in the morning to see if they were going to launch the show.
And I didn't go to bed till like midnight. So I got 2 and 3 hours of sleep almost. But I had to check the email and see if they were filling the fuel tanks for the shuttle. If they filled the fuel tanks, I was to go to Kennedy.
Wow, it's like some espionage shit, huh?
Let me ask you, leaving Kennedy Space Center, what did that take to get out of the parking lot? 20, 30 minutes?
Leaving Kennedy Space Center to get out of the parking lot took no time whatsoever.
Yep.
Once I got to one of the two roads that lead out of, it took 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
I was in traffic for 5 hours.
That's worse than Coachella.
And I was so fucking tired because I'd been up since the morning before. I'd been up since 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd been up since.
There were that many people there?
3 o'clock, yeah.
Fuck.
Millions of people went to go see this thing.
Oh.
I don't know, millions, maybe not.
No, we understand hyperbole.
Yeah. But leaving, and I was so tired, I just was dozing off while I was driving. There was nowhere to pull over, and I'm really surprised I didn't rear-end somebody.
Wow.
But it would have been a minor fender bender because traffic was going at 2 miles an hour.
That sucks.
What'd you do to keep yourself awake?
My phone died. Both batteries went. Did nothing. I didn't listen to anything.
Do you do that thing when you're trying to stay awake where you've like blast the air on you and you just start going, I am trying to stay awake? Yeah. Like you start yelling?
What'll usually keep me awake is if I smoke, but there was nothing to stop at. Nothing.
So you smoke?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Still?
Start smoking a little bit more lately.
I thought you quit.
I did.
What the fuck, dude?
For a year.
You fucking quit that shit.
I'm trying.
No, you just do it.
I'm trying again.
Do it.
Chris, I don't mean to sound like devil's advocate here, but I saw him smoking a cigarette the other day, and he looked really fucking cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he looked really fucking cool.
Did he look a little bit older and a little more mature?
He did. Can't deny it looks cool. All right.
You're only allowed to smoke if you're going out for brandies.
It was on a cheat day. I was like, hey, it's a cheat day. I can fucking smoke.
That doesn't mean you can do whatever. You can't murder people on the cheat day. Like, cheat day isn't a universal cheat.
I thought I could just smoke. And then be done with it. And then I just...
This weekend, on my cheat day, we went out to do karaoke. And there was no Weird Al songs in the books. Mm-hmm. And I was very upset. It was like, it really bummed me out because that's usually what I do. So I pulled out my phone, pulled up the lyrics to Amish Paradise, requested Gangster's Paradise. And
that is an excellent use of a smartphone.
Held my phone and sang along.
That is an excellent use of it. Did anyone hop on board, or were they all like, come
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. Callie, animator girl, she was there. She jumped, you know, she jumped on. It's Mike Chillion's girlfriend. She's really fun. She's a really good animator.
But I mean, did anyone else in the karaoke bar, like, were they cool with it?
No, it wasn't a bar. It was one of the room things.
Oh, the room things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, like in Koreatown.
Koreatown.
Yeah, yeah. Movie with Bill Murray.
Wild Things?
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, the Sophia Hansen. Coppola movie.
What's that movie? What is that called? Lost in Translation.
Yes. Lost in Translation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the ones I grew up going to.
I've in Hawaii, that's like. I've been to a karaoke bar.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you.
All right.
They are fun. I like them when they're like. At a bar, and you have to do it in front of strangers. It's just so fucking like
that was fun. We were in New York. That was yeah. a lot of fun.
And we'll sing
the final countdown.
Neil Mahoney loves doing this thing where he just finds the song that has the most musical breaks,
and they leave them in.
Yeah, they leave them in. He did a fucking maybe it was not Freebird, but like fucking. Some fucking old rock song.
And what just, fucking song, bro?
I can't remember.
What fucking. Fucking enjoy your fucking burrito. Fucking no.
Snap.
Snipple.
It's so cold. So cold.
Backward Crisco.
Jonah, hold me this once.
I can't find you.
Oh my God.
Is it you? I'm holding you. When did you start wearing gloves?
That's not me.
Guys, what are you doing?
Oh, crazy. That was horrible.
Well, we're all dead.
What?
Shit, we have a lot to talk about.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Easy, automatic, unlimited backup for your computer files. Try it free for 15 days at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Nerdist.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me,
DJ Fu,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondry and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondry app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondry Plus in the Wondry app or Wondry Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.